Centennial Village. With more than 30 structures on 8 acres, Centennial Village is Northern Colorado's premier outdoor museum. By exploring these buildings, you can relive the history of Greeley and areas of Weld County from 1860 through 1920. Greeley was a town with a plan from the very beginning. When the first settlers, including Nathan Meeker, came out west, they had a vision of what they wanted the town to become. They wanted a utopia that had educated, church-going, and non-drinking people. So Nathan Meeker wrote a passionate article for the New York Tribune, seeking, quote, hearty volunteers to form a new community. More than 3,000 people responded. Meeker chose about 700 to be part of the new colony, and the first settlers began to arrive in April 1870. The new settlement was called Union Colony. Utopia was a great idea, but a little harder to achieve in practice. The area was short on precipitation. To be successful, Greeley needed to look to the Poudre River for irrigation. Settlers ambitiously planned the first large-scale irrigation ditches in the region. Farming has always been important to Greeley. Like its neighbors, sugar beets became an important crop. In the 1920s, Greeley was making 25% of the nation's sugar. The byproducts from the sugar beets were used to feed cattle, and from that, a thriving ranching industry was born. While you're visiting Centennial Village, check out the nearby Greeley History Museum, and just a short drive away, Nathan Meeker's home, to learn more about the hardy early settlers along the Poudre River.